This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Back with breaking news and a Fox News alert. Local reports now saying the Austin serial bomber is dead after he detonated a bomb in his own car.
Joining us now, former Boston Police Department commissioner who captured the Boston Marathon bombers, Ed Davis, and former FBI agent who led the hunt to capture the Unabomber, Terry Churchy. Thank you both for your time for joining us this morning. Ed, I'm going to start with you. Just to recap the Boston Marathon brothers, the Tsarnaev brothers, one was killed in a shootout, one is captured and still in jail. After that, what did you have to go through, and what are the police in Texas having to go through right now?
Well, good morning, Julian. Clearly, this is an important day in the investigation. Once they have the suspect either arrested or are deceased, they can start to put together the case. They can go back and look at the motivations of the individual, and they're going to learn a lot about how he was able to construct these bombs, what materials and components were used, and how that can help us in the future. But mostly, they're looking at his motivations. Why did he do this?
Terry, over to you. As you searched for the Unabomber, we learned a lot about this man that I think surprised a lot of people, that his motive was so bizarre, that he was just against, I guess, the direction that the world was going in a more advanced society. Do you see that there's going to be some kind of bizarre motive in these bombings in Austin, Texas? I think that's what everybody's trying to figure out. What exactly was this person trying to prove?
Well, there very well could be some bizarre motives. One of the things that you can rest assured, none of the rest of us think like these people. They're in kind of a class of their own. One of the things we got out of Theodore Kaczynski was over 50,000 pages of handwritten notes and journals, and he accounted for just about every day of his life. And the kind of thoughts he had and the kind of things that made him gleeful, like killing people, was just beyond the pale. And so when it all is all said and done, this will probably be, for all whatever his other motives are, another loner type angry person. And even then, many of us will never understand how someone really reaches that kind of point where they could be committing such evil acts of violence.
Well, quite a dramatic event here in how they captured him, and he ended up blowing himself up. The Austin, Texas officials, law enforcement, had tracked him down through surveillance and cell phone triangulation, a 24-year-old male. So while we were sleeping, law enforcement was fast at work. They were able to identify, based on some survey footage into the FedEx store, you know, along the way, this serial bomber who killed two people and terrorized Austin, Texas, and even, I guess, San Antonio yesterday as well, when we were talking Samantha Mao. Her and her husband were there for a conference, and there was an explosion. There was a little bit of confusion at the time because it was still new as to, you know, what had happened. And so they're still putting all those pieces together. But, you know, like anything of this nature, the question they always ask is why? What is the motivation? What is happening? And it seems bizarre that, you know, and such is life these days, when much is bizarre and that there's much that we do not understand. When we go off the rails, and I say we, humanity, feels some sense of chaos and disconnect from the world, then you get evil running rampant and some crazy things occurring like this. I mean, you know, just his way of striking out against what was happening in the world, he decides to send out these explosives and blow people up. You know, thank God it wasn't much worse. I mean, it's bad enough for the two people who died and their families, no doubt about it. But based on what kind of carnage he could have caused, we are very, very fortunate and grateful, grateful to law enforcement. And I would even say grateful to God that people who are praying there that there was a hedge of protection about Austin and Texas, that this did not get any worse than what we saw already happen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation will continue. Stay with us. We've got a short 60-second break. We'll be right back with you right here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And you know, I appreciate you checking it out. And you want to get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. You know, what do you think about this bomber? Well, I'll tell you, we were, in for quite a ride, and hats off to law enforcement there in Texas for all that they had to go through. It was a nonstop situation. A sense of, a sense of confidence and reassurance by law enforcement saying that, as of last night, they were saying, hey, don't worry, we're going to find this guy. And I got to tell you that that made me feel pretty good that they were, on the job and very committed to locating this 24-year-old man that ended up blowing himself up. So great news there. We've got Dr. John Lott's going to be with us in just a moment. We're going to talk about the students from Parkland that are planning a March for Our Lives come March the 24th. In Washington, D.C., to call for school safety and gun control. John asked, what will come of it? Will it work to raise any awareness? He is, of course, the gun safety expert. Wow. I mean, he has been such a student of this for decades in terms of looking at these numbers and being able to, give us the facts and get us out of the emotion to say, okay, here's what's going on. Because the problem is with anything that involves guns, it's so powerful and it's so dramatic at that moment. It has more impact and perception, in its immediacy. Understandably, people are dead and it is absolutely devastating. But the challenge is can we, to calm down, step back, let due process come in, let's let reason prevail so that we can, figure out what to do. I mean, it's not like, here in this country we've decided to do something about gun safety. I mean, gun safety has been around with us forever, ever since, guns were introduced and we started utilizing in a civilized society is, okay, how do we do this? And we know that we've got good people with guns, we got bad people with guns. It's the bad people with guns that we want to control. And, I have not realized and been able to understand any level of laws that exist to keep bad people under control. Have you? I mean, they find a way. I mean, evil people will do what evil people want to do, and that's unfortunate. And of course, here we are. We're paying the price. So that is, quite painful on many levels. And then meanwhile, then we as a society think, okay, how are we going to manage this? How are we going to control this? I don't know how to manage evil. The best way to manage evil is for us individually not to become evil people. I think that's a good start. And the other thing is that when we see evil people lurking, as we will, you know, don't just turn your head and say, oh, thank God I got to, you know, he's not bothering me or she's not bothering me. We got into this mantra here in the last decade or so of see something, say something. I mean, we went from see something, don't say something. Now we see something, you know, say something, see something, say something. And then we need to add the third caveat to that, and that is do something. As we found out in South Florida, there was plenty of things to see. I mean, new reports even come out even here all these many weeks later after the shooting there on Valentine's Day. More information is coming out, and what it points to is just how many breakdowns that occurred within law enforcement, within the society, schools themselves, and I think that, the students, one of the things that they're probably growing to appreciate in terms of seeing something, saying something, that they need to be more vigilant. They're part of the answer as well. I mean, this is their school. It's their immediate vicinity. And safety is something that all people involved need to be concerned with and engaged. And so the students themselves, and that goes down a whole nother line, you know, in terms of seeing something, saying something. It's like one of the high schools that we talked about yesterday with Samantha Mao was that in order to really look at it and parcel out an aspect of gun violence in schools, and that is dealing with people who've been bullied. And what it's all about, and the school went out of their way to make people feel comfortable, you know, doing the post-it notes all over the school and on lockers and everything, affirming people. I mean, wow, can you imagine what that did for that school and what it did for the people themselves, you know, for a moment to think, is there something good that I can say about somebody that I walk by in school every day and, you know, here we are in this high school together. I mean, years down the road, we'll say, hey, you know, I had you either in class or, you know, your locker was next to mine. And, you know, there's some kind of, you know, fraternity or fraternal sensitivity that occurs, even in high school, without anything official. Just say, hey, yeah, you know, I was a Viking, you were a Viking, you know, we went to school together, and you remember Mr. Thomas and all this good stuff and memories and everything that we recall as we get older and more mature and, you know, the peer pressure is out of it. And we just celebrate that, hey, you know, look at, we fought the good fight, we made it through, we're living our lives, we're now, you know, successful people or, you know, whatever journey, whatever story that we have, but we feel some sort of camaraderie after the fact. But in this particular case, these kids were able to realize that earlier by one act of kindness, a minor act of, is like, let's affirm people, and particularly people that you don't know, people that you walk by every day in school. So I got to imagine, you know, the spirit, how the spirit in that school was lifted up because of what these kids did. Just a brilliant, brilliant idea. And so all this to say that bullying and people feeling less than, especially at that age, you imagine. I mean, we were all teenagers. You know, we got pimples, we got issues, we got girlfriend, boyfriend problems. We've got classes that we need to pass, and there's pressure and all this stuff coming at us. And we think that is the most dire and most important thing. Remember? And then you have somebody that just wants to beat you down as if it's not already, you know, it's not already tough enough as it is. And you get people or groups of people, peer pressure, making you feel less than. This is the thing that's so exasperating, you know, when that occurs. It's so frustrating to think that we can do that to a fellow human being, that we can make them feel less than. And that's what's happening in our society, in our culture today. All in the name of political correctness and political power and influence. You know, we want to make half of the people here in America feel like they're deplorables, they're unacceptable, they're invalidated. Wow. I mean, that is a powerful perspective, a dangerous perspective. And then you get people that, you know, kind of buy into that. And they buy into that noise that's irrelevant. And my encouragement to those of you that are listening today, and you may find yourself impacted by those negative voices and wonder, hey, what am I here for? What am I all about? Well, that's a good start, and that's a good question to ask. But make sure you're asking that of the right people, you know, people you respect, you know, to God himself, who created you to begin with a purpose. You're not a theory, okay? It wasn't like you said, well, you know, I think I need this to happen. God doesn't operate that way. God operates with specificity and exactness. And you are exactly here right now because this is where you need to be. And behind all that is there is a job for you to do. And God is the one who has that answer for you. And there will be others who encourage you, that know you, that are in a positive way, that are attuned to God and God's voice. Regardless, don't listen to the people of you because they don't listen, okay?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live. I will wait for you. weekend because 500,000 protesters are expected to descend on Washington to push for more gun control and school safety. Hundreds of other protests are planned around the world on the same day. And we're told that each march is basically student-led. But did students really organize all of this in the 5 weeks since the Florida shooting? Let's look into who's really behind this with Washington Free Beacon reporter Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, great to see you. This is just a bunch of kids having fun and doing what's right in a time where we need to say enough is enough.
Yeah, certainly that's the media narrative on this, this protest, right? It's just the kids sort of put this on all themselves out of the blue. They're just very talented kids.
Yeah, articulate on TV. They're on 60 Minutes. We might play a soundbite, but...
Sure, but the reality is that that's not true. There's a number of groups that are helping organize this event. Every Town for Gun Safety, which is Michael Bloomberg's...
He's personally put in how much money into that group, too? Oh, millions and millions. He's a multi-billionaire himself. That's his big issue, gun control.
Absolutely. And so they're involved. They even created a new group called Students Demand Change. So, you know, they're Students Demand Action, just like Moms Demand Action.
So we would, and again, because it's a 501c4, as you wrote in your piece, it's limited on what information we can get. But we can bet, and this has come out, that this is going to be a massive push for voter registration. And each of these sites, they're going to have it canvassed with voter registration stations. So the goal here is?
Yeah, it's to change policy, right? It's to change the law.
To take back power. The goal is to take back power. And in the midterms, drive the election narrative going into 2020. And it's the same kind of folks that are that were behind the Women's March, correct?
Yes, some of them are absolutely involved in organizing this and applying for permits for the march. As well, and the group itself that they've created, the C4 that you mentioned, that group is not just spending the money they've raised on this particular march. They've also said they're going to spend it going forward on other lobbying efforts.
Ah, very interesting. Well, we should be all excited because George Clooney and his wife and his two children are coming because he wrote a check. He just sold that big tequila company for I think he made personally $500 million off that. Not a bad payday. So he wrote a $500,000 check, this chump change, to this group. But he's going to be there. So they're going to have a celebrity push, much like the Women's March. And this is all part of an organizational effort to drive the political narrative, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's not just George Clooney either. It's also Oprah Winfrey donated $500,000. So did Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg. So there's certainly a lot of...
These are the old Clintonistas. They're all back. It's the Clintonistas. Yeah, well, so the students, we don't have time to play it, but the students went on 60 Minutes. They're getting the full media push, and it is going to be blanketing the country. We see the graphic. Do we have the graphic that we can put up from the march where the actual, look at that. You can't even put the red flags. I mean, you got to hand it to them. They got the money behind them, and they got the organization. Will this have big impact, do you think, in November? Is this an issue that drives the electorate?
You know, it hasn't been in the past, right? Well, in a probably the opposite direction of what the organizers want. I mean, in the past, guns have been an issue that Republicans have dominated, that voters have gone to Republicans for because they prefer their policies.
Well, you know, as we've been saying, watch out, saying to the kids to watch out that their hashtag didn't get hijacked. And this is exactly what's going on. I mean, this is no surprise. This was all expected. The challenge and at the same time the opportunity here is to be able to filter out what it is, what is it that we want to happen? A lot of emotions, as I mentioned here, and a lot of politics coming into this. I mean, when you have one kid in particular who's become the poster child and all the, the gun rights, anti-gun rights people who are, fighting against our Second Amendment and, the whole shebang here, as Laura Ingraham said, the Clintonistas, the old crowd that we've seen, time and time again, interestingly enough, especially these celebrities, they want everybody else's guns controlled, but yet they still have bodyguards, right? And last time I checked, those bodyguards have guns. So it's total hypocrisy. And what should be coming out loud and clear out of this whole situation, it is about safety. It's not only gun safety, but it's about our safety. You know, when you have
you know, local law enforcement saying, look, I don't have a problem with people having, in fact, they're an asset. They help us. You know, we want to get there as fast as we can. In fact, I was talking with somebody the other day who was a former police officer in New York, and how they would, you know, be on alert, and they would be in the center of a region, a district that they would be in charge of. But he said, you know, to be honest with you, and especially in New York with all the traffic, so, you know, you've heard these numbers before. You know, when you have anything that involves a gun and a conflict that's taken place, and this is with criminals, okay? We're not talking everyday citizens. We're talking criminals here. Police, you know, it's not unusual. I mean, you've heard the ranges anywhere from, you know, 9 to 17 minutes to get there. Well, a lot can happen when something comes down and it's measured in seconds. Minutes is eternity. The people with a gun that have that kind of time on their side, the evil ones, that is tough. And so what are you doing? You're cowering in a corner. You have no way to defend yourself, regardless of what they said in Sandy Hook and telling the teachers, well, you know, the best, you know, some of the alternatives is, you know, find a stapler or scissors and throw scissors and staplers. Well, last time I checked, you know, bringing staplers and scissors to a gunfight, well, you don't have a fair chance at it. But now what's happening is people are realizing, look, we've got to eradicate these soft targets. And so states across the country are starting to empower teachers. Now, by the same token, you know, the left is freaking out. Teachers, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, it's not like all of a sudden you're going to have somebody who can barely handle chalk go and handle a gun, okay? There are plenty enough teachers who have concealed carry permits, former military. People are going to be, you know, properly scrutinized and trained. And there's going to be an ongoing training situation. That's what teachers do. You know, they do a good job with continuing education. We should follow their lead, I think, in some cases. So there will be a continuing education and responsibility for those that have been given the authority to carry guns on campus. Because, you know, these decisions, again, everything is measured at that point when you are confronted in a situation with a gun. We're into nanoseconds, okay? And what you choose to do at that nanosecond is the difference between life and death. You know, just like what happened the other day when you had a responder, you had law enforcement there on a campus, and they took out the shooter. And I tweeted last night, I go, this is what courage looks like. But you got to understand, not everybody is designed for courage. You know, as we've discussed with our earlier guests in the previous weeks, you know, let's just face it, not everybody is a sheepdog, like Chris Kyle would say. And they got their head on a swivel, you know, looking around. We are grateful for that unique capacity and gifting that people here in our country have. Not everybody has that, okay? Not everybody is going to be at a scene where danger is there and it's the life of the person in a burning building. How many people would run into a burning building? You know, I dare I say, just even odds, and you consider probably less than 10%. And, you know, and we have first responders, our law enforcement, you know, and just like at 9/11, you know, what happened at 9/11, you had these first responders running up those stairs. The building is burning down. It is collapsing. And they're doing everything they can to their death to save people. Not everybody's wired that way. Okay, and that's what we need to appreciate, that courage is, it's not a commodity. It is rare and needs to be celebrated, and that's why we celebrate these heroes who come up and confront evil. And guess what? Evil isn't going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to continue to be around. It's what we choose to do with it and how we choose to defend ourselves, and we need to be wise about it, okay? Wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove, maybe, you remember that? And may we not cast out all wisdom for the sake of passion and some misguided counsel. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The basic tenet of Christianity.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
From director Kevin Sorbo.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Taste the bills.
And executive producer Sean Hannity.
Daddy!
Come
becomes the most anticipated Christian movie of the year.
Clinically dead in the ambulance. 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey.
All I wanted to do was put my arms around him. I don't want to do it.
You've got the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Sometimes we just don't understand the answers.
I don't want to lose you.
For those in darkness,
He is your God, and He's holding out His hand to you. All you got to do now is take it.
Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count the times and say you are forgiven more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
Hey, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. We bring on the experts to give you the facts, Jack, because truth is not, it is not common, sadly, these days, but we are in the pursuit of it no matter where it leads. This is why we're so grateful to Jenny Beth Martin every week. She shows up here. She's the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots to talk about those issues and give you the facts. Jenny Beth, they're doing it to us once again here with this budget. They're dragging it out to the last minute. And, you know, every time they do this, we end up with a lot of unintended expenses because of the 11th hour deals that have to get done. I mean, they keep doing this because they get some sort of reward out of this. So we, the people, need to do something and push back. Otherwise, you know, this tradition is going to be passed on to our grandchildren.
Yes, it is. We're $21 trillion in debt. And what, now we do not have the bill in front of us because they still haven't dropped the bill. At least they had not 35 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. We're looking at probably another $1 trillion deficit in this budget. It increases spend. It was best. The budget cap by $300 billion and grows the size of government by 13%. This bill just spends recklessly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing when Donald Trump comes in and says, look, we're going to do something about it. If we get more efficient and GDP goes up, we're going to offset some of the expenses. But, it's very challenging to understand when we're already $21 trillion in debt, we're not doing anything whatsoever about the deficit, and we're just doing everything we can to expand government. So what happened to the idea of smaller government?
I think that we learned in 2011 that a lot of the Republicans who ran on fiscal responsibility back in 2010, when push came to shove, they were willing to increase spending, and they've continued to do that, and they are still doing that, even though Republicans now control the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Mm-hmm. Did Webster along the way change the definition of fiscal responsibility? Is that what happened? Maybe we didn't get the memo or something, whatever it means now in today's political culture?
Yeah, I think it's very Orwellian, the way that the politicians use it. And they will say, well, we are going to increase the revenue coming in because the economy is growing and we had tax cuts. And, hey, that's great. Let's not offset that increase with more spending. But that's what they're doing. There may be a little bit of silver lining in this, but the bill isn't in our hands, so we are not quite sure. It does not right now. It does not look like they're going to be bailing out insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
That would prop up Obamacare. So if they don't do that, that would be a good thing. And it also, at the moment, does not look like they're doing anything about DACA.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's new wall funding, and they continue to kick the can down the road on the important decisions that need to be made. And right now it's not even quite status quo because they're busting budget caps by $300 billion.
It's because people need to understand what their objective is, Jenny Beth. I mean, we got to quit being naive about this. I mean, we're into, we're months away from a midterm election. This is about their survival. This isn't about the survival of the country. Their survival is trumping. Their need is trumping our need and the importance of getting a government that's fiscally responsible. Yes, it's in the dictionary, ladies and gentlemen. I know you may think it's been eradicated, but it's there. And we're just not holding them accountable, as I mentioned earlier. And this is a key issue here. You got to understand, they will do what they get rewarded for. And sometimes the reward, maybe many times the reward, doesn't come from we the people. It comes from other interests. And, or it comes from a specific interest because of these midterm elections that are coming up, right, Jenny Beth? I mean, they want to ring the bell for their own constituents at our expense.
They want to ring the bells for their own constituents at our expense. The Republicans will go back and say, well, we funded the military needed it, we had to do this, we've had plane crashes and other problems with our military, and that's why they're doing it. So they'll use that with constituents, and their base will be glad that they took care of the military. But, you know, we also have to worry about our own children and grandchildren and our own financial future as a country, even in a few years from now. We cannot continue at this rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said something that I think is very important. You said we cannot be naive. Here's the thing that Congress does that I didn't completely understand when the Tea Party movement began. There are only a few bills that actually matter, and it's the spending bills. The spending bills are what matter. They can pass other laws, and then whether they fund what they passed or not is where the rubber meets the road. And this will be more than likely the last meaningful piece of legislation that they pass this calendar year, certainly before elections.
Mm.
It's possible that they will still pick up and try to repeal Obamacare again if the coalition I've been working with and Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund has been working with can get enough signatures behind it. But otherwise, I don't think that we will see any other meaningful vote between now and November. They're going to be afraid to take them because they want to put the bad as much time between controversial votes, whether it's a bad or a good vote, between controversial votes, as much time as they can between those votes and Election Day. And so this vote this week is what matters. This is going to pass. They're going to figure out a way to get the votes to pass it. And we need to understand that the next time the spending bill comes up, we have to be picking up the phones and melting the phone lines and doing all we can to push for a reduction in spending.
Mm-hmm.
It would only take reducing spending by one penny out of every dollar.
Imagine.
Penny.
Right, exactly.
And we have a balanced budget within about 5 years.
So what you're pointing out here, Jenny, is this is reasonable. I mean, it's ridiculously reasonable. Reducing the budget by one penny for every dollar you spend, I mean, that can't be done. Are you kidding me? See, but if we don't target, you see, and what I appreciate so much about what you've been doing, especially in the recent years here, in activating the citizenry, and again, we remind you to go to Tea Party Patriots' website and activate yourself. It's not like this big project. I mean, you can't spend 5 minutes a day or maybe even a couple of times a week, participate in your government. This is what We the People is all about. Jenny Beth, remind people how they can connect and be activated through the Tea Party Patriots.
They can go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. And we have a weekly call to action in our This Week section. So just check that out, and we'll help you. We'll make it easy for you, giving you the phone numbers you need to call so you can call your senators and your congressmen and messages to use each week.
Well, maybe we need to target. I mean, I hate the targeting thing, but again, people do that which they get rewarded for. And we know that the senators, the congressmen, they require a little bit of heat and citizenry encouragement. And maybe if they're on a list of people that are, you know, that continue to obliterate the budget, talk one way, and, they're not walking the talk here. And we need to hold them accountable. They need, you know, everybody needs to be aware who are the big offenders here. And they need to be targeted. We might be a little bit late in this right now, or maybe you are aware already. And if you are, then, get on the program here. We've got to put the pressure on. We're going to do something about it. As Jenny Beth said, you know, for us, what is it about us? We've been kind of living through this. But this is being passed on to our kids and our grandkids. And to me, I think that's rather disgusting. Don't you say, Jenny?
I think it is, and you're right, we have to stay involved, and even if this still passes, they need to hear from you and know that you're not happy about it, and then we have to just keep holding them accountable. You can't just vote and assume that the election is the end. You have to hold the elected officials accountable.
And they do this to us every time. They take us down to the wire. You know, it's like we're in March Madness, you know, waiting for the buzzer beater to go off for this, this budget. But meanwhile, we're getting killed at $21 trillion and counting, Jenny Beth Martin. This is disgusting.
It really is. It's unbelievable how much they're growing government right now.
Right. Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. I'm Bill Martinez live. Jenny Beth, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and one was put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez live.
Back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston there. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. I guess maybe the balance of power has, tilted to the West because both you and I are on the West Coast these days, buddy.
Is that allowed? I mean, are we allowed to be in the same location? I don't know.
Don't tell Jerry Brown that. I'm sure there's a law against it. Make sure Martinez and Hurston remain in opposite coasts.
Yeah, they're working on the law right now.
Exactly, even as we speak. Either that or, you know, Maxine Waters is going absolutely bonkers over the idea that you and I are in the pretty near zip code together here. You know, we'll have to go to In-N-Out and just invite all our best buddies to join us there at In-N-Out.
Yeah, a good idea, or Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, either one. I'm up for either one. But meanwhile, we got important things to talk about. These sexual harassment allegations surfacing once again against the president of the Motion Picture Academy. What's going on?
Yeah, this is profoundly embarrassing for Hollywood. I mean, the movie industry can't get a break. You know, this is the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences. They just had the worst Oscars in history. They elected a guy president of their organization in August of 2017. And 2 months later, the Harvey Weinstein scandals broke. And this guy was the president. Well, he had been getting criticized because he's a 75-year-old Caucasian cinematographer. Okay. And he said, well, why should we elect a guy like this to run the Academy? You know, because he's an old white guy and we want inclusion. And so he was making speeches saying, look, I can't change my skin color. I can't change my age, but I'm going to change this organization. And, he put in a whole new set of procedures and rules in the event that a member of the Academy was accused of any kind of sexual impropriety. And remember, he presided over the Academy when they kicked out Harvey Weinstein.
Right. This is John Bailey you're talking about, right?
This is a guy named John Bailey, a cinematographer. His credits are really big. I mean, films like The Big Chill, Groundhog Day, American Gigolo, Ordinary People. He's a very, very respected cinematographer. But right after, a few days after the Oscars, not one, not two, but three allegations of what is described as sexual harassment at this point, mm-hmm. come against this guy, the president of the academy. So now, using the procedures that he established, they've been forced to do an internal investigation, and they have to do it fairly quickly and decide whether to suspend him, to kick him out, to remove him from the presidency. And it goes through a series of boards. The other kind of embarrassing thing is one of the boards, a board member who presumably would decide his fate, is his wife. Now, obviously, she's going to have to recuse herself.
I was going to say, yes, can you say recusal?
Yeah. But maybe she follows the Andrew McCabe approach to investigations, and she does it. I mean, I don't know. But in any case...
Well, then it just becomes a matter.
It just underscores just how out of touch Hollywood has been and how deeply embarrassed they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is the organization that chose Jimmy Kimmel for the second year in a row to be the host, dragging down the Academy, that allowed the kind of people to perform at the Oscars and have it be the lowest rated in history. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they do it three times in a row, we know they're really in trouble then, James.
I really don't believe that's going to happen. I think that second time taught them a lesson. And then they were all biting their nails watching as one award show after another tanked in the ratings. But there's some serious trouble going on in Hollywood. For this guy to have three allegations, and he's the president, and he's been out making speeches supporting Me Too and Time's Up. And
how legit are these accusations against John Bailey?
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing, we don't know if they're legit or not. And there is, you know, this is an issue right now that's been brought up often since Harvey Weinstein, you know, was summarily exiled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question of due process.
Right.
And at least under Bailey, administratively, they're going to adjudicate this. They're going to have some semblance of due process, but I question how fair it's going to be, because the Oscar organization and Hollywood in general are just so filled with shame and guilt. Because, look, they're the enablers. They knew about Harvey Weinstein, the systemic problems that are in there. They're not really cleaning them up. But they want to sweep this as quickly out of the public square as possible. So I don't know if John Bailey's going to get a fair shake here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the court of public opinion has been weaponized, as you know, James. I mean, here you are. You're an attorney, a legal analyst. I mean, who would have thought that the court of public opinion would become so powerful in today's, public square, as you say?
Well, yeah, and especially, you know, you talk about you have a community filled with liberals, and they worship at the altar of political correctness. And so when somebody says, which is true, at least in part, we have to respect these women who come forward. They're courageous, except for one thing. There are witnesses that are alleging, in some cases, criminal behavior, and others, various, very serious bad behavior. They have to be assessed as to whether their story is credible,
exactly,
whether they're courageous or not. And that's the problem that, and particularly Ryan Seacrest was a perfect example, the host of the red carpet for the E! Channel before the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually having difficulty conducting his show because stars were basically boycotting him.
Yeah. Well, he was wearing a T-shirt that has said hashtag Me Too. I'm interviewing people. they wouldn't. They were just ignoring him. You know, he goes, I have a microphone.
Many were, and over one single accusation that had been administratively investigated by the network purportedly, but it's not the same. I mean, obviously, like Harvey Weinstein, I think it just continues to climb the number of victims who claim that he abused them. You know, it's scores of victims, and many of them were very credible. But to have a single accuser come out and impact a guy's career like that,
It's getting dangerous. You and I talked about this, and particularly, you know, here it is. It's like the liberals have unleashed this monster. You know, it works for them for the most part in their circles, but now it's coming back to roost on them. And you know as well as I do, James, you know, the whole idea of sexual harassment can be easily dropped. And once people hear sexual harassment, when I say easily dropped, I mean you can be accused of anything. The way the liberals talk anymore is like if they're not getting, you know, the directorships of movies, if there's some other, you know, thing that they expect to get and they didn't get it. I mean, even Hillary Clinton, it's all sexual harassment based in some form or fashion, right?
Well, yeah, it's basically putting it all under one umbrella, not being precise with the semantics, because sexual harassment, sexual assault, and rape are very different from each other, and yet in this scandal kind of environment, it's looked upon as the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And it's clearly not.
Well, then it hurts those people who really have a legitimate case and needs to be addressed as real sexual harassment when the language, as you say, is used so casually, it loses its impact.
Yeah, no, absolutely it does. And it also ends up chilling opportunity because, you know, young women rely on establishing relationships in order to get work in a very difficult glamour industry. Mm-hmm. And some of those relationships have to be with men.
Yes.
And now men are scared to have, you know, any encounter with a young woman and without someone being present and what it does is it takes away opportunity, and that's going to be the next big issue in Hollywood.
Well, I was going to ask you, James, what about those cases where women are in charge? They may not call it sexual harassment, but there's some sort of favor that's not, you know, directed particularly in somebody's, you know, direction, and they get disappointed. So then what do they call it?
Well, no. I mean, sexual harassment, at least legally, and, you know, it's basically usually involved in labor law or sexual assault in mm-hmm. the criminal world, can go either direction. The gender is irrelevant, and we've already seen that. We see allegations of men being sexually harassed and women being sexually harassed by both genders. And so it's part of, it always was part of the Hollywood culture.
That's
because
what
it's
I'm
a
saying.
Glamour culture.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just the way that culture is. As a matter of fact, there's the Hollywood director, former Monty Python guy, Terry Gilliam, mm-hmm. has been out there saying that the Me Too movement has morphed into mob rule.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's saying that it's basically gotten out of hand, and it's going to end up taking away opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt this is going to continue, and James, we're going to have to leave it right there, call it a wrap, and the conversation will continue. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A big bird.